This is Jacob Medin. This meditation is from people who have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. We're going to do a 20-minute meditation, and it will help us to learn how to become calmer, more peaceful, easier to live with, both for ourselves and for other people, and generally get some benefit from a little bit of peace of mind. So, we'll start off by making ourselves comfortable. You want to sit with your back erect for the next 20 minutes or so. If you need to move during meditation, that's okay, but make sure you do need to shift. One of the problems some people have with meditation is restlessness. They're not used to being still for 20 minutes. So you judge for yourself. If you need to shift, shift. If you can stay still, stay still. Look for calm, look for peace. I'll lead us in that direction. Make yourself comfortable. Now is the time to wiggle and squirm and scratch and hiccup and do whatever you want to do. We're going to go through three stages of meditation, or as my teacher would say, three stages of letting go. First, we're going to let go of the sensory world around us. We'll shut our eyes. We'll just be aware of whatever's coming in through our hearing. We'll be aware of the diversity of things that take place around us. The sound of a bird, the pressure of our seat, the rise and fall of the breath. Whatever's happening now, that'll be our business. What we remember is having happened in the past, and what we speculate or guess will happen in the future, that's not our business. And when we forget that, and we do tend to forget because the untrained mind goes all over the place, when we forget and we start wandering into the past, checking out what we think is going to be the future, with kindness and gentleness, we come right back to the present moment. And to help us stay in the present moment, initially, we'll do a body scan. The body's concrete, it's right here and now. So we'll start with the top of the head and work down to the toes. Just allowing the body to relax. Let your scalp relax. Relax around your eyes. That's often a place where we carry a lot of tension and we don't even know it. Let the sides of your head relax. Relax the back of your neck, your shoulders, your upper arms, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, even your fingers. If you want to wiggle your fingers a little bit, just go right ahead. Relax your abdomen, your bottom, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet, even your toes. If you want to wiggle your toes a little bit, go right ahead. Just be aware of your body. Take a few moments and feel goodwill towards your body. We all have our problems. Our aches, our pains. Just know your body. Take a few moments and just soften around the aches, the pains, and the stiffness in your body. And take a few moments to feel gratitude towards your body, good old body. It enables us to meditate. We give things a name or a label. Anything that comes in through the five senses, that's our business. What we remember is having happened in the past. What we speculate will happen in the future, that's simply not our business right now. Our business is to be here now. And for initially, for now, we give things a name or a label, but very briefly, so we're aware of the next thing that comes in through the five senses. If it's the sound of my voice, the pressure of your seat, the rise and fall of your breath, whatever's happening now, that's our business. What we remember is having happened in the past. What we speculate will happen in the future, well, that's not our business right now. Our business is to be here now, in the present moment. We take away the value of our memories of the past. We take away the value of our projections into the future. And we put the value on being right here, right now. Giving what's happening now a name or a label, but very briefly. So we're ready for the next thing that comes in through the five senses. Our job is to be here now, but we don't expect perfection. We realize that the mind tends to wander. It's the nature of the mind to do that. It's the nature of the undisciplined mind, especially. So when we find the mind wandering, we find our thoughts all over the place, with kindness and gentleness and goodwill, we bring them back to the present moment. We let our scalp relax. We relax the back of our neck, where we often carry a lot of tension. We relax our shoulders, our upper arms, our lower arms, our wrists, our hands, even our fingers. We relax the upper back and the chest, the lower back, the abdomen, especially the solar plexus. We relax our bottom, our thighs, our knees, our calves, our feet, even our toes. If you want to wiggle your toes a little bit, you go right ahead. Just being aware of whatever's happening now. And again, when the mind forgets and wanders into what we remember to have been the past and what we speculate will be the future, we just come back without drama. We come back to the present moment. Our job is just to be here now, giving things a name or a label initially. It doesn't matter what we call them, but we have to be very brief. Just be here now. Notice what it feels like not to worry about the past, not to speculate about the future. They're like putting down burdens. Put down the burdens and notice what it feels like. Just to be here, right now. No past, no future. Just right now. Giving things a name, giving things a label. Now, we allow the mind to stay in the present moment, but for a little while at least, we drop the naming, we drop the labeling. Whatever's happening around us or within us, we know that, but we know it silently. If it's the pressure of our seat, the rise and fall of our breath, a sound from outside, whatever's happening now, that's our business. We know it with a quiet mind, with a peaceful mind. And when the mind forgets, and it's the nature of the mind to forget, and starts thinking, conceiving, wandering here and there, we come back to silent present moment awareness. But with goodwill toward our minds, toward our undisciplined minds. Our job is to be here now, but we don't expect perfection. Dear meditator, just be here now. We take away the value of the past. We take away the value of the future. We even take away the value of the thinking mind. We sit with a silent mind, aware of whatever's happening around us, with peacefulness, with stillness, with a quiet heart. That's our business. That's our concern. We don't expect perfection, but we're disciplined and we come back to silence when the mind forgets. But with a good heart. With a good heart for our shortcomings. Now, we allow the mind to stay in the present moment, silently aware, but we turn our awareness to just one thing, the breath. When breathing in, we know that we're breathing in. When breathing out, we know that we're breathing out. The in-breath and the out-breath. No past, no future, just the breath. Silently aware of only one thing. We feel goodwill to our own breath. And goodwill when the mind forgets and goes wandering into what we remember to have been the past. And what we speculate will be the future. We put our value in stillness, in peace, awareness of just one thing, the breath. Dear meditator, just be here now with a silent mind, with a peaceful mind, with a quieter mind. Look for the degrees of stillness. Look for the degrees of inner silence. A little goes a long way. Notice the pleasure as the mind begins to quiet down, as the mind becomes more still. It's a very wholesome pleasure. Indulge in it. Make much of it. Be here now. Just let go. Do everything with a mind that lets go. If you let go a little, you'll have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you'll have a lot of peace. If you let go completely, you'll have complete peace. And your struggles with the world will have come to an end. Dear meditator, just let go. Now, for those of you who are meditating for the first time, we've come to the end of this meditation. Now is the time for you to stop and examine and notice how you feel right now. compare how you feel now with how you felt at the beginning of the meditation. Make a mental note of what worked for you and what did not work for you. If you find this meditation of value, then you will need to practice it regularly to get the basic benefits from it. Aim to do 20 minutes a day initially. Pick the same time every day and make a quiet place in your home to meditate, one that's not cluttered and one where you're not likely to be interrupted. As you practice your meditation daily, you can gradually begin to lengthen the meditation, to aim for half an hour or 45 minutes. Like most things, to get the basic value from your meditation, you need to practice. You need to practice regularly. Aim to meditate at least once a day. Twice is better. And above all, enjoy your meditation. It's a very wholesome pleasure. Indulge of it. Make much of it. Be here now.